Hi, this is DJ Yamaho, and you're listening to Best.
You're listening to Creep Magnet here on BFF.fm. This is an hour full of femme musicians. I'm your host, Moon Zoom. And what you just heard was Rup to Aliens with the song If You Want. And that's off of their latest album, FM 2030. Came out pretty recently on Captured Tracks. Rup to Aliens actually opened for the band that I manage, Pastel Felt, a year ago at the Nightlight in Oakland, and they're like really rad. It's like comprised of this couple, and they had a bassist at the time, and now they've expanded to like a full four-piece band. And when I saw them last week at Elbow Room, they even had like these really cool dancers and just like did an amazing live show. So super stoked that, you know, more people get to hear their music, because I think they're doing some really great stuff. We're just going to play another one of those random shows. Just, you know, every set kind of has its own thing going for it. Some post-punk coming up next. But yeah, keep it tuned and deal with it. You're listening to Creep Magnet.
Jump.
You're listening to Creep Magnet here on BFF.FM. Thanks for tuning in. What you just heard is I'm Still in Love with You by Marsha Aitken. Before that was Take It Outside by Shopping. And they're a pretty contemporary band, but they're heavily inspired by the bands that I played before them. So kind of like a post-punk band. And it says here that they have a healthy distrust of capitalism, so I'm always down for that. Before that was Young Marble Giants with NITA, and we started that set off with ESG with their song Erase You, and one of the cover bands that I saw for Halloween, they did like just a bunch of really cool like post-punk bands, and they played that song by ESG, so that's where I was like, oh, I should play that on my show, it's a good song. We're gonna play, I guess, a little bit more like down-tempo music from France and Brazil. And then we're gonna play some grungier stuff because I saw this band open for the Breeders last week and I really want to play them. So keep it tuned and deal with it. You're listening to Creep Magnet here on BFF.FM.
Precisa saber da piscina, da margarina, da Carolina, da gasolina. Você precisa saber de mim, baby, baby. Eu sei que é assim, baby. Na lanchonete, andar com a gente, me ver de perto, ouvir aquela canção do Roberto. Baby, baby, há quanto tempo, baby, baby, há quanto tempo você precisa aprender inglês, precisa aprender o que eu sei e o que eu não sei mais e o que eu não sei mais. Não sei, comigo vai tudo azul, contigo vai tudo em paz. Vivemos na melhor cidade da América do Sul, da América do Sul. Você precisa, você precisa, você precisa.
Town. There's 16 people that live in town.
Thank you.
Damn, that was super sensual. That was Jeanette with Le Amour Joue à Violin. And she's actually a English-born Spanish pop star, but I think for this compilation did a few songs in French. I can tell that French wasn't her first language, so... before that was Cortex with La Rue, and we started that set off with Gal Costa, who's a Brazilian Tropicália singer, and that song was called Baby. I'm reading, as I was playing some of this music, I'm reading this really interesting article about kind of what's happening with Al Franken, this feminist scholar is saying that Al Franken shouldn't resign because it's very likely that at least, you know, more than half or so of our elected officials have sexually harassed or abused women at some point in their careers. But if we set the precedent that these elected officials resign, there could be some interesting consequences, like in states where there are Republican governors and Democratic senators, we could see the Senate or Congress in general shift toward more red politicians, just because of how many Republican governors we have in this country. So it's like a really weird, I mean, I don't know, I think I'm super conflicted, and it's always interesting reading other perspectives. Like, obviously my immediate reaction to what I saw was, why would we want, you know, someone that's exhibited this kind of behavior to be a representative for an entire state? But then again, I think about how Donald Trump's our president right now, which doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, the Democrats should follow suit. But I think this author who wrote this article in the Washington Post makes some very interesting arguments against that, which I don't agree with all of them, but it's still, I think, worth reading and kind of making up your own mind on it. But yeah, it's just really complicated. I mean, you know, it's hard to, like, have a, you know, it's hard to react to these situations. It's, you know, just difficult to think about what is the best way to move forward, because there are no easy answers. And I think it's just really interesting to follow. And, you know, as more and more of these kind of just terrible stories from really courageous women come out, it's just becomes even more mind-blowing. But anyways, before we get back to the music, just to, like, completely shift gears here, just wanted to say that BFF is made possible through the support of our awesome listeners like you. Visit bff.fm/donate and make a tax-deductible donation today. You can even dedicate your contribution to help pay for your favorite show like this one. So just go to bff.fm/donate. And I think we have, like, a big, like, donation push coming up toward the end of this month on, like, Giving Tuesday, something like that. I'm sure I will share more details later on during the show. But super exciting stuff. I'm sure if you're listening right now, you appreciate the fact that BFF is still going strong. So we always appreciate any sort of donation we can get. So coming up next is Milk Belly, who opened up for the Breeders last week. And they're from Chicago, so keep it tuned and deal with it.
Oh,
Babes in Toyland with their song Sweet 69. Before that, we heard another kind of grungy hit from L7. That was Shove, and we started that set off with a more contemporary grunge band from Chicago. That was Milk Belly with Kid Creative, and they opened last week for the Breeders at Rickshaw Stop, and I thought they were a really great live band, just super energetic and really fun to watch. But it was really weird. Like, I went to the Breeders show expecting there to be like a ton of like ladies in the crowd, like, you know, like older ladies from the who loved the Breeders in the 90s or whatnot. And it was like a sea of men. It was so weird. And I think a lot of them were just like, you know, fans of like the Pixies, because they were wearing their old like Pixies tour shirt, and they're like, oh, we're gonna see the bassist from the Pixies. But there weren't that many like actual Breeders fans, and I wish there were, because like I feel like people would have like gotten more into it. I mean, it's like the fucking Breeders, right? But it was still a really fun show, and like, you know, the Deal Sisters are the best and the sweetest, and the Breeders will always rule my world. So we have Anna Birch and some other random newer artists that I've found recently. But before we do that, just wanted to share the details of what's going on for Giving Tuesday. I think on Monday, BFF is having a open house here in our station on Cap Street. And it's going to be to kick off Giving Tuesday. And you'll get a chance to see some DJs, get a peek inside the studio, learn more about our plans for 2018, and, you know, hopefully get inspired to become more involved with the station by becoming a supporting member. So we are hoping to raise $10,000 this year to continue our mission of bringing the Bay Area music scene to the world through the magic of internet radio. So please consider stopping by. The open house starts at 7 p.m. and this is at 17th and Cap Street at the BFF studios here in the Secret Alley. But enough of me yapping. Let's get back to the music. Keep it tuned and deal with it.
Slamming all your drinks, you don't have to think about me. You've got all your friends used up all their meds, honey. I'll still be okay when you walk my way publicly. But when you
Someday I'm gonna haunt that dream when my face turns up on that TV screen. So when will they try to understand what's going on in my head? I read too many books at once, and the words confuse me, they talk too much. I tried to listen. Sleep and time.